Penguin Audio presents Burnt Offerings by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. Most people don't stare at the scars. They'll look, of course, then do the eye slide. You know, the quick look, then drop the gaze, then just have to have that second look. But they make it quick. The wounds aren't like freak show bad, but they are interesting. Captain Pete McKinnon, firefighter and arson investigator, sat across from me, big hands wrapped around a glass of iced tea that our secretary, Mary, had brought in for him. He was staring at my arms. Not the place most men look, but it wasn't sexual. He was staring at the scars, and didn't seem a bit embarrassed about it. My right arm had been sliced open twice by a knife. One scar was white and old. The second was still pink and new. My left arm was worse. A mound of white scar tissue sat at the bend of my arm. I'd have to lift weights for the rest of my life or the scars would stiffen and I'd lose mobility in the arm, or so my physical therapist had said. There was a cross-shaped burn mark, a little crooked now because of the ragged claw marks that a shape-shifted witch had given me. There were one or two other scars hidden under my blouse, but the arm really is the worst. Bert, my boss, had requested that I wear my suit jacket or long-sleeved blouses in the office. He said that some clients had expressed reservations about my, occupationally acquired wounds. I hadn't worn a long-sleeve blouse since he made the request. He'd turned the air conditioner up a little colder every day. It was so cold today I had goosebumps. Everyone else was bringing sweaters to work. I was shopping for midriff tops to show.